that doesn't make up for yesterday's lack of slurp, I don't know what does. Good morning. It is Thursday, the 8th of November, and a very warm welcome to day 8 of Napod Pomo 2018. Yes, so coffee only this morning, no breakfast. Thursday morning at work is my special breakfast treat. There are a number of us who go in early on a Thursday morning to work to have a nice cooked breakfast. So I'm looking forward to that. But I will tell you this, if this project has taught me only one thing, it's that my coffee machine is incredibly noisy for 5:30 in the morning. And I don't know whether it was that noisy when I first got it or whether it's just, you know, getting old. I mean, it must be at least 3 years old now. It has to be because I bought it while I was still working in Nottingham. And I've been working in Ollerton for, it's 3 years this coming January. So the machine must be at least 3.5 years old. And it could have got noisier over time and I just wouldn't have noticed it. Hey-ho. Updates, the boiler situation is resolved. We have a brand new boiler and it's doing a stunning job keeping the house warm. I haven't checked the hot water in earnest yet, so we'll find out once I've recorded and released this, as I'll be going for my shower. Yeah, I'm sure you wanted to know that. But the act of replacing the boiler was not without its perils. The engineer, the poor bloke, I've got to hand it to him. I think he did a sterling job on his own, replacing the old boiler and putting the new one in. He arrived just after 9 o'clock yesterday morning, and he left just after five. It's an 8-hour job, and in the end, he had to get some help in because, well, the engineer himself, he wasn't a well bunny. And to be perfectly honest with you, between you and me, he shouldn't have been here. He wasn't well at all. But luckily, with the help from his colleague, he managed to, believe it or not, get out of here on time to go to the doctor's appointment that he'd set for himself a couple of days ago. So, yeah, I'm going to write an email to the company and just give this chap some props because, well, he deserves it. Thank you to Al, who told me about the lapel mic that he used for his day 5 Napod Pomo episode. I wrote to him and said, what microphone did you use? Because it was really good quality. And he told me about it, and I got one ordered from Amazon. It arrived yesterday. And I'm really impressed with it. I really am. So I might have to do some out-of-studio recording for this project very soon. So on to today's feature, I suppose you could call it. I'm going to be answering a question. And this question has come from Rich, and it's a brilliant question because it doesn't apply to me. I'll explain why in a second. The question reads, when watching a Star Wars great, which order do you watch the films in? Chronological story order, as in episodes 1 through 6, and I think there are others, or production order, which is 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, and why? Especially after the release of Rogue One, which leads so beautifully into episode 4. Well, that's a fantastic question for two reasons. First of which, I do not watch the Star Wars films. I have episodes 1 through 6 on DVD. We bought them for a sale in Cheltenham about 2 years ago. I think episodes 1 to 3 were a fiver and episodes 4 to 6 were a fiver. And we thought, oh, do you know what? We can't pass this up. We'll get them and then maybe we'll sort of never watch them. I never got into the Star Wars films. I can't explain it. I know for a fact I saw episode 4. I am pretty certain I watched episode 5, which I think was The Return of the Jedi. See, I don't know. I don't know these things, but I've definitely not seen the newer films, episodes 1, 2, and 3, and whatever came after it. I think there have been a few modern films, but I can't really answer this particular question with any authority because I haven't seen them myself. However, I would say that in general, you should watch them in production order because that's the order in which they were released. There may be some things that come out in the earlier chronology that actually would make more sense having seen the later chronology first, because that's how they were produced. Episode 4 of Star Wars was released first for a reason. I remember reading something, or it might be a documentary, that actually gave the reasons why George Lucas released Episode 4, or made Episode 4 into a film first. Now, I can't remember for the life of me what the reason of that was, but I understand there was a reason, and it was, you know, that's the way it turned out. But I suppose because of, as a direct result of, not being a Star Wars fan, I'm actually quite a huge Star Trek fan. And the question of chronology applies equally to Star Trek as it does to Star Wars. Now, I'm looking here at a timeline of the Star Trek universe, and I will put a link to this Wikipedia article in the show notes. And what it does is it gives you a full chronology of the Star Trek timeline from the perspective of the series and the movies. Now, everybody knows that Star Trek, the original series, with Kirk, was first. And then we had Next Generation with Picard. Then we had, was it DS9 or Voyager first? I can't remember. I never really got into that particular series. And then we've had Enterprise with Scott Bakula. That was, I think, in the late 90s, early 2000s. And then we had Discovery, which is current. The new series of Discovery is coming up in the next couple of months. But actually, if you look at the Star Trek chronology, Enterprise, which was one of the more recent series, is actually earlier in the timeline than any of the other ones. So the actual established chronology is Enterprise came first, then Discovery, and then the reboots. Yes, the reboot films, starring Chris, oh heck, forgotten his name. Then the Kirk era and the films that associated with that. Then the Picard era and the films associated with that. the issue of chronology applies equally to Star Wars as it does to Star Trek, and probably many other film and TV universe franchises as well. Now, in terms of the Star Trek chronology, I would probably say exactly the same thing. If you wanted to go through the Star Trek films from open quotes, the beginning, close quotes, I would recommend you do them in production order, not in chronology order, for exactly the same reason as I gave for Star Wars, in that you'll get a better picture of why things were done the way they are, when they were the way they were, by following it from the order they were released. There are references made to other universes, to other, to other series. So there are references to Kirk in Picard's series. There are references to the original series. I think Captain Pike comes up in Discovery. Now, Pike was Kirk's predecessor. So it all intertwines. And personally, I think if you're going to watch a a series of films or TV series that have a given chronology, it still makes sense to watch them in the order in which they were produced and not in the universe chronology. So that is my opinion. I'm sure other people have their own. I am pretty certain someone will come up to me and say, what are you talking about? You're completely wrong. And I welcome you to do so because, you know, it is only my opinion, which, you know, may count for nothing. So be it. Don't care. So thank you very much indeed for the question, Rich. Really appreciate that one. It's a brilliant question, which I had to shoot down the moment you sent it across to me. But all the same, it was a good question and quite fun to respond to. So thank you, Sue, Rich. And also thanks to Peter and Michael for interacting with me over the last 24 hours on this project. Just to let you know, I'm lining up a number of interview episodes to come out later on this month, so keep an ear out for those. Thank you very much indeed for joining me today. Have a great Thursday. Join me tomorrow if you can. Ta-da.